He will call into the show, so we'll talk to Dennis about game number one, getting set for game number two. But tomorrow, I love these clips that are coming out of NRG Stadium. I do. I love every single second of it. We're going to hear some of this coming up a little later on. I see Brian Dutcher. I see the Aztec players. I see the Aztec coaches. I see Mark Fisher. I love every single thing I'm seeing coming out of Houston. He's in Houston right now. He will be calling the Final Four for Westwood One. You will hear Kevin Kukler's voice when we're done with our broadcast, San Diego State and FAU, at 3:09 tomorrow. Kevin Kukler is the national voice of the NCAA tournament, and he joins us on San Diego Sports 760. Kevin, this is Darren Smith in San Diego. Thank you very much.
Darren, my pleasure. Good to be on. Very exciting times in San Diego and here in Houston with the Final Four.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to have a lot of people. That's going to be San Diego East in Houston this week. There's like charter planes that are in the air right now. We're sending in like half of San Diego County's on its way to Houston, it feels like.
I love it. As they should. This is an exciting thing. I mean, man, San Diego State in the Final Four. This is a really cool story and a team that's got an excellent chance, quite honestly, to win the entire thing.
Well, Kevin, give us a sense, you know, of what it's like for those of us that are back here and those of us that will be watching and listening. We've carried the NCAA tournament, so we've heard you a lot. Tell us a little bit of, you know, you've been the Final Fours before, obviously. We've been the Final Fours, just not this one. What's the vibe? What's the scene like there in Houston?
It's a unique vibe. It really is, because you have, last year was sort of the blue blood Final Four. You had Duke, you had North Carolina, you had Kansas. So you had a lot of the schools that everybody associates with the Final Four. This year, it's a whole new vibe. And San Diego State's not the only excited team to be here. Miami is doing the same thing. We were talking to Jim Larrañaga yesterday, the coach of Miami, and he said, look, we're bringing in thousands and thousands of people. We cannot print enough tickets in Miami to sell to our Hurricane fans for the Final Four. So I really do think we're going to see great crowds. There's a ton of excitement in the area because it's just new. Three brand new teams to a Final Four. They don't quite know what to expect. And it really does kind of provide a different energy after some years where, and look, we all like the Blue Bloods. It's fun to see North Carolina and Duke and some of those traditional uniforms on display. But I got to admit, having done this now, this will be my 15th Final Four. This is one for the memories. This is an interesting and different Final Four, and I'm anxious to see what it looks like.
Of course, because there's always stories with Duke, right, and Kansas, and the Blue Bloods, as you say. But, you know, it's also, I must think it's great for a play-by-play guy to be telling these stories on a national level that maybe some people aren't that familiar with.
Oh, it's fantastic for a storyteller, and that's really ultimately what we try to do is tell the stories. It's one thing to tell the story of Duke, but how many more stories can you tell of Mike Krzyzewski? How many more stories can you tell of Bill Self or of Hubert Davis, anybody at North Carolina? Not to dismiss their stories because they're valuable and they're important, but, I mean, look at the stories that we have in this. Brian Dutcher, longtime assistant coach, has been a part of some tremendous winning programs, both at San Diego State and at Michigan in his career with Steve Fisher, but now brings the first Mountain West team ever to the Final Four, brings San Diego State for the first time, and does it in a way that is seemingly counterintuitive to where college basketball is now. He's got a lot of guys who understand his program, selectively choosing in the transfer portal to get a guy like Darion Trammell to add to that defensive mix. But it's a lot of guys who know each other, who've been through this before. It's a really interesting team, and I love the ability to tell these stories. We sat down with Darion the other day before this game, and going back to his free throws against Creighton, he still is getting goosebumps thinking about it. It was a huge moment in his life, not just in his sports career, a huge moment in his life. I love that kind of stuff. That's the kind of story that college basketball brings. Darion Trammell is not a guy who you're going to likely see playing in the NBA. But he got the chance on the biggest stage, and he cashed through, and now he gets an even bigger stage than what he had last weekend. I'm excited for him and for all those stories.
Kevin Kukler, Westwood One. He's the voice of the Final Four. He's joining us from Houston, Texas. Darren Smith, we're live from Blind Burrow, downtown San Diego, just across the street from Petco Park. There's a lot of different ways, Kevin, that we've talked about San Diego State's defense. Clearly, this is the identity of the team, is the way they play defensively. I mean, I could just toss one at you. The last two opponents, Creighton, Alabama, shot combined 5 for 44 from three-point range. There's a lot of different ways. How would you describe, you know, what you've seen from San Diego State defensively when they're getting set to take on FAU this week?
Well, I think what you see is a team that's found an identity and has been able to embrace that identity. And we've heard the coaches and players talk about that all week here in Houston is, look, if you don't play defense, you're not playing for San Diego State. And that's sometimes a hard sell in an era where everybody wants to play offense. But this is a program that has hung its hat on defense first, and it clearly has been a successful program thing to hang your hat on with this group. And they've found a group of guys who have fully committed to that. And at the end of the day, you can talk about styles and, oh, I'd rather see a 90 to 89 game. As a fan of a team, if I'm a fan of San Diego State, if I'm a fan of any team, I don't really care how you get there. If you win a national championship with defense, there's still T-shirts that say San Diego State, college basketball national champions. There's no asterisk next to that that says, but they didn't win scoring 90 points a game. Nobody cares about that. If you're a fan of a team and they're the national champions, the ticker tape parade down the streets of San Diego in San Diego County is not something that anybody is going to be like, yeah, but it's not really an aesthetically pleasing one. I really would have liked this national title to be won 85-84 instead of 59-58. Nobody cares about that. They've found a style. They know how to play that style. They've recruited to that style, and they win with that style.
Florida Atlantic is a 9 seed. I don't know how much seeding really matters this tournament. We got a 4, a couple of 5s. We have a 9. We've not seen this exact combination, obviously. But, Kevin, for anybody who might think, okay, 9 seed, like this is advantageous for San Diego State, right? Like they're playing the highest seed in the remaining in the tournament. Tell us a little bit about Florida Atlantic and your research here. How we know the route. We can rattle off the games played, the teams defeated. Tell us a little bit about how FAU has arrived here on this stage.
Well, let's go inside the numbers a little bit. Nobody in college basketball has more wins this year than Florida Atlantic. They have 35 wins. Florida Atlantic, until the tournament, which they've had 4 close games to get here, they've blown out 17 of their wins by 15 points or more. So more than half of the games before they played the tournament were blowouts. Not close, no real contest at the end of the game. They are a top 40 team in the nation in scoring offense and defense. People will talk about their offense, and they get 37% of their points from three-point range. So they're a three-point team, which against San Diego State could be challenging considering how well the Aztecs defend the three-point line. But this is a team that can also defend as well. They're not a particularly big team. In fact, they're one of the shorter teams in college basketball, but that really hasn't bothered them throughout this tournament. They've played physical, tough teams, especially last weekend. Tennessee is a good defensive team out of the SEC that's not afraid to scrap with you. Florida Atlantic wasn't afraid to scrap with them. Same for Kansas State. A little more up-tempo for K-State in the Big 12, probably not the same level of defense, but a physical team nonetheless. And they were able to get the best of Kansas State as well. I know they come in with a 9 seed, but they're in the Final Four for a reason. They're a balanced team that can score points. They can defend, even though they're a smaller team. Dusty May's group is for real. This is a real squad. I've seen them a couple of times in person during the tournament. They are not afraid to go up against longer, more athletic teams and hold their own. They did it against Memphis. They did it against Tennessee. They did it against Kansas State. This will be an interesting matchup. For me, it's can San Diego State continue to defend the three like they have for most of the year? If they do, they're really going to disarm a lot of what that Florida Atlantic offense wants to do.
Game, I'm sure, early on here, once we get done with the San Diego State post-game show, but tell us a little bit on the other side. There's a great story there with the University of Miami. The only coach with Final Four experience is Jim Larrañaga. UConn, a 4-time national championship winner looking for a 5th. Pretty tasty on the other side of the bracket, too.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. When you saw this UConn team early in the season, a team that started the year 14-0, there were a lot of people that thought in December they were the best team in college basketball. Then they went into the Big East. They had some struggles early against a really good league. Big East was an exceptional league this year. We saw Creighton. Obviously, you guys saw them when they played San Diego State. That's a tough, tough team. They lost to Creighton. They lost to Xavier. They lost to Marquette. They went 2-6 in the early stretch in January. But then they righted the ship. And at this point in the year, I'd be hard-pressed to say that UConn doesn't look like the very best team remaining from an offensive and defensive standpoint. But Miami has a backcourt that would challenge anybody in college basketball in Isaiah Wong and Nigel Pack. Prolific scorers. Wong is almost impossible to trap because he's so good with the ball and he's so quick with the ball in his hands. It's a really intriguing matchup between two red-hot teams in UConn and Miami. I think this, you know, they used to be Big East foes for 13 years before all the conference expansion changed everybody's conferences. These two teams were conference opponents. Very few people remember that now. It matters not for this game. Certainly none of the kids playing in it care, but I do think it's going to be a really competitive game.
Kevin, appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Kevin Kugler, everybody, the voice of the Final Four for Westwood One, which we will pick up following San Diego State's post-game show, following SDSU and Florida Atlantic. And we'll see the way the rest of the weekend plays out. Thank you to Kevin Kugler from Westwood One. When we return, very handsome guest, probably the most handsome guest we're going to have on the show here today, Jacob Edward Peavy. He will join us. That's coming up next.